leftovers, or the DMV, or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Ryan Bingham, Flo Rida, Ramon Ayala, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, HEB, Holt Cat, Texas First Rentals, and The Grass Patch. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
I mentioned in the last Salcedo Storm podcast that the Republicans, after taking over in the House of Representatives, are keeping some, and I have to stress, some promises. And one of the promises they kept was to get those who are threats to the United States of America off of key committees. Those who had politicized, for example, the intelligence committees. Nobody more guilty of this than a guy by the name of Adam Schiff. Now, Adam Schiff, for those of you who don't know, wandered this country for years, claiming that he saw intelligence that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. And after Mueller's investigation, we found out it was all bubkis. It was all a lie. And he used his position on the intelligence community to make claims that he knew stuff he didn't know, to the point to where he would say to the country's face, this is what Trump said in this phone call to Zelensky, even though we had the transcripts. And President Trump, we knew, didn't say any of those things. But this degenerate, this reprobate, this buggy-eyed pencil neck piece of crap by the name of Adam Schiff got up there and did it anyway. He's one of the most unserious people we have in government. He makes all of us less safe. And I believe that Adam Schiff is an agent of our enemies, is a foreign enemy. And the reason I say that is because his first act upon officially not being named to the Intelligence Committee, he jumps on TikTok. He jumps on TikTok. That's right. TikTok is a Chinese spy app the communist government of China uses to gather and gain information on the United States of America, metadata. So what does this little weasel do? He jumps on our enemy's spy app to bitch and moan that he can't be on the Intelligence Committee anymore. And he won't be able to compromise America's national security and stab us in the back. So he's really upset. So here's what Adam Schiff's first TikTok is all about. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans.
You're an idiot. You are a flippin' idiot. You lied about the former president in an open committee meeting. You lied about President Trump when you said you had proof of Russia-Trump collusion. Guess what? It's nowhere to be found. You are a liar. You didn't do your job. You betrayed your country. Adam Schiff, you are a traitor. And then you jump on Communist China's spy app to show all the commissars and all the communist dictator thugs that you're still down for the left-wing cause.
We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this. This is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today.
It's a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser. Who are you talking to, Adam Schiff? Who are you talking to? You talking to your buddies over in communist China, telling them, you know, you need a little more scratch, just like your pal Eric Swalwell got a little something from communist China? Folks, we talked to one of the conservative rebels, Congressman Ogles on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
For you first-timers out there new to the Salcedo Storm podcast, I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country and love my state, the great state of Texas, and these United States. Let me talk to a congressman who is part of the Rebel 20. We were so proud of the stand they took and the results they got. Congressman Andy Ogles represents the 5th Congressional District in the great state of Tennessee. Again, one of the conservatives endeavoring to turn the Speaker's House back into the People's House. Congressman, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's funny, we're considered rebels. I just consider us patriots.
Well, no, agreed. And again, in the finest tradition of Star Wars, we say rebels affectionately because you're
right.
You're pushing back on this empire that is populated, sadly, with Republicans and Democrats. And so let me just start off. The first question, of course, is the big news that a man we call Beijing Biden has illegally stored and possessed for over 6 years classified documents that he was not entitled to as vice president. He couldn't declassify as vice president. The view from 30,000 feet up, how do you see this?
Oh, well, I mean, I think what you're seeing is this is a firing squad, upon, you know, proverbially speaking, by the Democrat Party to move past Biden. They're looking for another candidate in 24. They know he's not viable. They know he's incompetent. I mean, bless his heart, he can't find a bathroom without somebody holding his hand. And so what you're seeing is they're clearing the way for whether it be a Gavin Newsom or a Hakeem Jeffries. But in 2024, Biden is not going to be the nominee. And I'll say this, you know, where is the outcry in the same way there was with Trump about national security? Where's the rage? Why aren't they, you know, in their raving underwear drawers the way they did with Trump and Mar-a-Lago? I mean, this is a double standard, and it's just a clear, you know, just underscores the fact that everything against Trump was politically motivated. And look, you can like Trump, you can dislike Trump. That's your business. But when the government's weaponized against American citizens, that's a problem. And that's why we demanded the church-style committee so we could investigate the FBI.
Well, in defense of the partisan FBI, it was they probably couldn't get their jollies from rummaging through Dr. Jill Biden's lingerie drawer, but they could through Melania Trump. So maybe that was the motivating factor in there, because that's justice and the rule of law is not motivating the leadership of the FBI these days. Congressman, I think you're right. It bears pointing out that the attorneys that are that quote unquote discovering all these classified documents are Obama attorneys. And Mr. Obama is sending a message to Joe Biden, I believe, in my opinion, no, you're not going to run in 2024. You've had your fun. You get to play White House for 4 years. You've had your fun, and that's it. The Department of Justice, Congressman, said that they declined to send agents to supervise the collection of Biden's illegal classified documents, allowing Democrat attorneys, Obama appointees, attorneys, I should say, not appointees, to rummage through all of this classified information and then turn it in. The problem is none of these attorneys have security clearance, but the FBI says, no, it's cool. We only raid Republican homes. We only won't allow Republican attorneys. This is a problem. All of these attorneys getting access to classified information, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it also demonstrates the fact there's no intent to seek any type of prosecution, right? Because you don't have law enforcement on hand, and you know, my midlife crisis was to go into law enforcement, is there's no chain of custody. So there's no way to prove that those documents were on site at the time, in that moment. They were seized, they were documented, they were stored, and then there's a trail, if you will, from the point of discovery to the point of the trial. And so all of that's been removed from this conversation. So he's going to get a pass, and so you can now say that Biden's Biden's destiny and Trump's destiny are intertwined. If they're going to give Biden a pass, they have no choice but to give Trump a pass. And again, you can be a Trump fan or not a Trump fan, but we have to look, we have rules and we have laws in this country that protect every single one of us. And the moment that they're weaponized against one person, they can be weaponized against you. And so you have to fight to restore what our founding fathers intended, regardless of your political affiliation. And so, again, this is going to be interesting to watch, but I tell you, as Republicans, as conservatives, white, black, Latino, doesn't matter, we've got to bring our aim game into 22 and 23 and 24, because the Democrats are gearing up to retain the White House. And right now, you can see that they're planning on a switcheroo when it comes to their candidate for the top office there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it bears pointing out that the Republicans have been all too willing, the Republican leadership, I should say, all too willing to sit back and allow this injustice to happen. And many believe that the reason why Trump received the treatment he did was because everybody in Washington knew, including Democrat socialists, that Joe Biden was guilty of all of this. So that's, we're going to give Trump a pass and we're going to give Biden a pass because it was actually Biden who was guilty of this. And we've seen this scenario play out again and again and again. And it's guys like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and Mitt Romney who facilitate this unequal application of justice. Folks, we're talking with Congressman Andy Ogles. He represents the 5th Congressional District in the great state of Tennessee. Sir, there's another aspect to all of this, and this was breaking yesterday. Hunter Biden, the cokehead son of the current occupant of the Oval Office, he was paying his daddy, according to records, $49,910 every single month for rent at this home where Joe Biden illegally stored his classified documents. Now, it just so happens that according to more records, that communist China was sharing office space with the cokehead son, and the dollar figure, the rent for that shared space, the dollar figure was $49,910, the exact amount of money that Hunter Biden was paying his daddy. Congressman, that stinks to high heaven.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of tension right now on the documents that, you know, that were found in Biden's garage. But I mean, I think you can look historically, and I don't say this lightly, you know, the Biden, family has, you know, kind of reached the status of a criminal enterprise. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire, whether it's the laptop, the emails, the monies between the family members. I mean, this stinks to high heaven. You have a power structure in D.C. that's going to protect his family. I don't think that you're going to see justice done. And unfortunately, this is why the American people don't trust Congress, is because you have, you know, if you and I did that, because we're not part of that elite class, we'd be thrown in prison, right? Yeah. You know, that's why they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents. It's because they want to target you and I. And so it's unfortunate. Again, I think what you're going to see is a quick shift away from Biden, and they will throw him under the bus to retain power. And, you know, if he's lucky, there won't be any prosecutions, but we'll see what happens next. But yeah, his son, the fact that he had access to any type of confidential or top secret information in and of itself should be a prosecutable offense.
Not only that, but the polling suggests that Americans believe that this administration, this regime, is compromised by our enemies in China. And there's direct linkage of payments from a foreign government for this current government to sell out the American people. And that there's a word for that, Congressman. It's treason. And I think there ought to be a significant investigation about foreign influence. But here's the problem. You've got the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS saying to you and saying to me, saying to all Republicans, what are you going to do about it? It is in our face, that the double standard of justice is in our face. And like organized crime, like mob bosses, these so-called institutions in our government, once respected, are now saying, yeah, we're going to treat Biden differently than Trump. What are you going to do about it? And I think that's the question that voters need to be asking conservative / Republican representatives. What are you going to do about it? Because this mob-like mentality of the federal government is unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, so when you think of it, about the 20 of us that we fought for the rules package, you know, you've seen a statement from Paul Ryan that admitting that a speaker that he had too much power. McCarthy's own statement says that, you know, the rules package is returning, you know, power back to the rank and file member, the way our founding fathers intended, the way John Quincy Adams intended. And so, you know, one of the things that we fought for is the ability with the church committee or the church style committee, which is historical reference, is to investigate these runaway agencies. I think you're going to see the oversight committee digging in on some of these issues. You're going to see the judiciary committee. So you're going to have three different committees that are going to be digging, hopefully bringing to light the facts of these cases, the facts of this abuse forward to the American people so that the American people can pass judgment for themselves. And look, you know, I'm an law and order kind of guy. You know, the evidence towards Biden looks damaging, right? Looks damning, quite frankly. Let's see the facts before we pass judgment, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's Santos. You know, we all have the right to due process. And too often what happens is we're crucified in the media. Let's take a step back, but let's have a process. And that's key. And as we go forward, these investigations can't be about revenge. It can't be about retribution. It's got to be about justice. We've got to restore law and order to this country so that we can keep the IRS, the FBI accountable. And like you said, you know, growing up to be an FBI agent, that was respected. There was something to that, right? Yeah. And now it's a joke. It's not scary when you say, oh, the FBI is coming. It's like, holy crap, what evidence is going to be planted, right? And I say that in jest, but we've come so far from where they were. How do we restore that? Part of that is you know, Chairman Comer, Chairman Jordan have to do their job. They have to dig in and expose the corruption that has infiltrated and tainted our government.
Colonel Tony Schaefer at Project Sentinel has some ideas on restructuring. In my view, the corruption is so embedded and so deep, courtesy of the Democrat Socialist Party, that these organizations need to be stripped down and rebuilt so that these guardrails, these safeguards, which ensured the equal application of justice, which is what conservatives are after, the equal application of law is ensured. And Project Sentinel, Congressman, has some ideas on how to restructure our intelligence agencies and investigative agencies to restore their former glory to where they can be trusted by all Americans, regardless of party. Folks, we're having a conversation with Congressman Andy Ogles. He represents the 5th Congressional District in the great state of Tennessee. I'm going to play a soundbite for you. This is Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, and he was basically saying some stupid things, Congressman. I know that's not breaking news, but he was saying some stupid things about the Second Amendment rights of we Americans. Have a listen to this.
And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Give me a, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it.
So, first off, his willingness to use F-15s on American citizens when he's so timid with China and with Iran and other enemies of America, that's number one. Number two, he dropped the part of Thomas Jefferson's quote that talked about the blood of tyrants. he neglected to mention the blood of tyrants in that quote, which I think is also telling. But they're coming after, this is what Joe Biden and the Democrat Party congressman wants. They want to be able to impose their will on us, and they don't want us to be able to resist. And there's a word for that, sir. Well, there's a couple of them. Totalitarian, communist, dictatorship. You just insert the words there. What is the Republican Party going to do to keep us safe from that?
Well, you know, I can tell you, you know, as a congressman and a hometown boy from Tennessee, whether it's my guns or my gas stove, if you want them, you better try and come and get them because we're not giving them up. You know, it's that simple. And look, you know, there's a woke. This is bigger than just the Second Amendment. This is bigger than just the FBI. This agenda that's being pushed on our children, that's being pushed into our financial system, that's being pushed into every nook and cranny of our life, is why you see this corruption of the FBI and the institutions, is that the woke agenda is pushing out patriots who truly want to serve their country. They want to go out there and fight for justice, and they want to go get the bad guys. But because of the wokeness that they're forced to endure. They're targeted and they're pushed out. And, you know, I was reading an article, an op-ed from a career FBI agent who had a successful career. She joined the FBI and, you know, naively went in there after 9/11 thinking that she could change the world. And what happened was that she saw the world changing the institutions of the government with mm-hmm. the woke agenda, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to, again, by way of investigations, and one of the reasons why I wanted to be on the Financial Services Committee is because the ESG that's corrupting our financial institutions, the E and ESG is designed to destroy oil and gas industry here in the United States. You know, we have to be oil, we have to be energy independent in this country. We can't be relying on our enemies for oil and gas. We can't be relying on our enemies for precious metals. And so we can't bow down to the liberal elite that want to destroy our country and make us more like Europe.
Well, you took me
right. I will not stand by and let that happen.
Well, thank you, Congressman. And you took me right where I wanted to go, because Europe, Paul Ryan and Scaramucci and Kyrsten Sinema were pictured there among other air quotes Republicans and Democrats there in Davos yesterday. And here was little Brian Stelter moderating a panel on how to suppress Americans' right of free speech. As you know, little Brian Stelter, the disgraced former CNN anchor. And listen to what a Bond villain woman over in the EU was saying is coming to America. Listen, Congressman.
We need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country. Mm. Because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think that...
She's saying laws against hate speech will be passed, or you'll have that soon in the United States. And she's laughing because Democrats get to say opposing them is hate speech and using the rule of law to silence their opposition. Congressman, this scares the hell out of me. You?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, and so, you know, by quote unquote, you know, air quotes, hate speech, what they're doing is they're targeting the nuclear family and the institution of the church. And if you can destroy those two things, then you can dismantle we the people and the republic. And so as a conservative, as a Southerner, you know, I'm going to cling to my guns. I'm going to cling to my family, and I'm going to cling to my God. And there's nobody that can take that away from me. And so you have people like me. You have other patriots that will stand and fight in Congress that will push back against the nonsense. But I'm telling you, the election that we have coming up in 2024, and every generation thinks this, that we're at a transformative movement. We're at a pivotal point.
Yep.
Folks, what we have coming up in 24 is going to be historic, one way or the other. And what happens next is to be determined.
Amen to that. And it's either going to be a saving grace for this country or our first step toward 1,000 years of darkness. And I firmly believe that. Congressman Andy Ogles, the 5th Congressional District in the great state of Tennessee, we're proud of you. Please tell your other 19 conservative rebels seeking to make the people's house remain so and not become the speaker's house. Thank them for us, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
That puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, folks. Visit a couple of websites for me. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Big news in Texas. If it's happening, they're going to have it there. And even covering stories that nobody else in the basket of biased press is covering. Also, visit ChrisSalcedo.com. Lots of things to do there, including tracking down the Chris Salcedo shows. First one is on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's AM talk radio, conservative talk radio. And there's an app for that so you can hear it all over the country. And then you can find out how to track us down on television, on Newsmax TV, even though some cable systems are discriminating against us. Those types of companies like AT&T's Dish Network taking, I'm sad to say, government money. Taxpayer money in contracts, and then still being allowed to undertake ideological bigotry against Newsmax. It shouldn't be allowed to happen. We're going to get more into that in the coming days. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Ryan Bingham, Flo Rida, Ramon Ayala, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, HEB, Holt Cat, Texas First Rentals, and The Grass Patch. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.